six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, good. That qualifies me for the 10 items or less line. Now, you see, I like to get through the checkout line as quick as I can. It's not just impatience with me. It's all these things they have here for me to buy. The razor blades and the batteries and the soft drinks and the candy. They call them impulse buys. Things they hope I'll have a sudden urge to just pick up, whether I need them or not. And this kind of temptation isn't limited to the check stand. The world is full of opportunities to follow our impulses instead of our faith. We'll explain on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh says that whether it's an extra piece of candy at the supermarket or settling for a job you knew wasn't right just because you were afraid nothing better might come along, it can be dangerous to put our feelings ahead of our faith.
I think all of us have an inclination at times to jump impulsively instead of waiting and trusting in the Lord, but we do it to our own detriment. The Bible says in Isaiah 30, verse 18, "Blessed are all those who wait for him." Lamentations 3:26 says, "It's good to quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Hosea chapter 12, verse 6 says it like this, "Wait for your God always." Maybe you're about to act in an impulsive way. Let me encourage you from my own experience. Don't do it. Wait on the Lord, and He'll accomplish His purpose for you and through you.
If you could use some advice on what to do while you're waiting, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Walking in Grace. It's a look at living the grace-filled life day by day. Again, that's 1-800-GRACE-11 or make your request online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.